Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Good morning and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We've been talking about practical ways heavenly hope helps the sick and tired, and this is part three.
Yeah, and so we've been pulling from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, but before we get there, let's ask a rhetorical question,
because
I know what the answer to this is. Does the Amazon Prime, where it says free returns, give you more confidence to go ahead and make the purchase?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's almost zero risk.
Speaking of a return.
Just whatever you're going to do, yeah.
I have a free return that I need to do.
You do need to do that.
You just reminded me.
And it's free.
Of my free return.
It costs you nothing.
Assuming I didn't take too long to make the return.
That's
right. We're going to find out here.
But the guarantee inspires you to say, I'll take the risk and buy that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the apostle is trying to do is saying, you have a guarantee about your heavenly body.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have no guarantees about your earthly body.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a guarantee about your heavenly body. Let's read what he says in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 4 and 5. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. Maybe there's your guarantee. While you live in these earthly bodies, you're going to groan and sigh. You're going to have issues. You're going to have problems you're going to have to work through.
So when Everly was a little younger,
yeah,
we always knew that she would make a certain sound after spending time with you and Holly. And what it is every time she would stand up and every time she would sit down, she would go.
We didn't even know we were doing that until she started imitating it. Yep. Those were good stand-ups and sit-downs.
That's right. Kids will reveal what's going on in your life.
Oh, man, they
really
do.
Quick.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to groan, excuse me, and we're going to sigh with problems in these bodies. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. So Paul is saying, I'm not trying to get to heaven faster. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Let's pack up shop. Here we go.
Yeah, that's not it. He says, rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life.
Mm.
What he's saying is, I've got to focus on my heavenly body that one day, and I'm building towards it. I'm growing in revelation. I'm growing in a heavenly lifestyle. I'm the more I live for Jesus, the more I'm growing in my heavenly lifestyle, where one day I will shed this thing. And I've seen this very practically lived out with people that have just lived and really know their sins are forgiven, and they've lived confidently for the Lord, and they've built revelation in their lives. And when it's their time, they're just ready to go peaceably.
Yeah.
Just boom, I'm ready, you know. And the opposite is also true. People that don't have confidence that their sins are forgiven, and they don't have confidence that they've lived right.
Yeah.
They live with a fearful expectation and will fight death when they should let go.
Yeah.
It's a crazy deal. Okay. Yeah. So then he says, here's your guarantee. God himself has prepared us for this. And as a guarantee, there's your money back guarantee. This is your free room. This is your free returns on Amazon.com.
Here we go.
It's your guarantee. He has given us his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is the ultimate money-back guarantee that is trying to increase your confidence that your sacrifices here on this earth are building a heavenly body for you. All right? Let's dive into that just a little bit. How does the Holy Spirit, the fact that I've got the Holy Spirit, how is he Guaranteeing. How is that the Amazon free returns? How is that guaranteeing?
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. And this is, you know, this is a concept that we don't always talk about. We serve a triune God.
Mm.
And so the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father are one.
Mm.
And so what the Holy Spirit witnesses and sees us do will be honored and respected in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in concept, we're like, yeah, we know that. But think about the gravity of that.
Yeah.
You know, say you were accused of something wrongfully. The Holy Spirit is about as good a witness as you're going to get
right
in that situation. You want something like the Holy Spirit in that situation. So you will get what you have earned because, and that's hard because you get into the do-do-do mindset.
Sure. And it's really not about the do-do-do.
No, it's not.
It's more about how I'm...
Notice I didn't say do-do. I said do-do-do.
You did. Do-do-do is better than do-do. But it's really not about that because that's going to get into a works mentality.
Yes.
It's more about a lifestyle
of
living and serving the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is the empowerment for that.
Right.
He's the source of that.
Now, the Bible uses this in an illustration that used to work in America, but doesn't anymore so much.
Here we go.
And the reason being is that the actual word there is that the Holy Spirit is earnest money on a down payment.
Mm.
So he's earnest money. The actual word is he's the earnest money that holds your house in heaven, guarantees it.
Mm.
The reason that broke down is that the earnest money doesn't mean anything anymore in America. I got into a situation where selling a house and someone put down earnest money and then they backed out of the deal. And I said, well, I get to keep the earnest money, right? And the realtor said, no. I said, what? And they said, well, you can sue them over if you want, but they're not offering to let you keep the earnest money. So basically it's lawsuit or...
Interesting.
And if you do a lawsuit, the house is tied up. So the house is sitting on the market, unable to sell while it goes to court. I'm like... So the earnest money means nothing anymore. Now it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Interesting.
Because it loses its luster because we're just going to say I'm selfish and I'll do a lawsuit. And I know I put money down, but by the way, I'm out. I can get that money back.
We'll just cancel that check.
It goes into a, they can't cancel the check because it goes into a trust. Like,
it goes somewhere.
It goes somewhere, but they don't have to release it to you.
Yeah.
And if they refuse to release it to you, the only way to get it is a lawsuit.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So it's lost its meaning because of the way we Americans do things.
Yeah.
But originally it was a guarantee. In the old days, if you put $1,000 down and you backed out of the deal, they get to keep the $1,000.
Yep, you lost your $1,000.
And put the house back on the market, right?
Yeah.
That was the original meaning of this thing, is he's the guarantee. He's God's earnest money. The Holy Spirit is God's earnest money that guarantees you that you are building a heavenly body, that he's building a heavenly body that you're one day going to inherit. And it's going to be more of a house than a tent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So think about that. God wants you to have the guarantee. And when you think about the Holy Spirit, think about him this way. Every bit of peace that he gives you is a guarantee. Every bit of joy that he gives you is a guarantee. Every interaction with you is a guarantee. Every time he lifts a scripture off the page to make it real to you is a guarantee.
Yeah.
Every time he just kind of convicts you and says, stop that, or change, or repent, that's a guarantee. All of those interactions with the Holy Spirit are a guarantee of the body that is being built for you in heaven.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.